Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Wednesday, August 2nd, 2023, 9:09 a.m. on this Wednesday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Morning Show. Well, August 2nd, that means it is County Fair time. San Juan County Fair is in full swing now. Joining us now by phone is the San Juan County Fair Director, Anna Fredericks. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning, David.
Hey, thanks for joining us. What do we got going on at the fair today?
Well, we've just finished taking all the entries, and we are getting ready to start judging all the exhibits in the exhibit building. The livestock kids are bringing down their animals today, and at 5 o'clock we will start goat roping. Goat roping does not require a horse. You do it on foot, so anyone can do it. Come on down and try your hand at catching a goat. At 7 o'clock, we're going to have the Farm Bureau Talent Find. Everybody's already registered for that, so come. It's free to watch. Lots of good local talent. It's a fun event. And then following that, our local Farm Bureau office is going to do an ice cream social, which is also free. Come and eat some ice cream. It's going to be a great night at the fair.
Awesome. Free entertainment, free ice cream. Sounds like a great evening. Do you know how many entries you have in the Talent Find this year?
I don't. I have not asked them how many entries they have.
Well, I know they always get a ton of locally talented folks. It's a great time, and that ice cream social would be, again, I don't know how much they got, but that's one you don't want to miss either.
No, they brought a big freezer, so it looks like they have a lot of ice cream. So they're prepared, hopefully, for a big crowd. So come eat ice cream for sure.
Very good. Well, that'll be great. And then the fair rolls on throughout the week. You're also running out of time to buy your tickets to the Chase Bryant concert in advance. Of course, you can buy them at the gate, but you save a couple bucks if you buy them at the San Juan Record or Relidyne in Monticello in Blanding. So,
don't miss out. It's going to be a great time.
Absolutely.
If you were here last night for Mud Volleyball, you got a great show. We had a lot of people here. We had 31 teams. And the Cooper Nielsen team is the new champion of Mud Volleyball.
Wow, Cooper Nielsen, huh? So who was running Shake Shack?
I don't know. I don't think anyone was because it seems like they were all here.
Wow.
But the Ivanses were not able to make it this year. Cooper stepped in, built a team with, I'm going to say, an Ivans on it. So it might have been a ringer, just saying.
Interesting.
And they ended up in the top spot.
Wow, well, congratulations to that team. I guess you got to go get a mudslide shake at Shake Shack now or something.
For sure.
Yeah. Well, good deal. Well, thank you so much, Anna. Looking forward to a great night tonight. Goat roping at 5, Farm Bureau Talent Find at 7, and the ice cream social after. Lots of other events going on as well. It's Anna Fredericks, Fair Director for the San Juan County Fair. Thanks for joining us this morning, Anna.
Thanks, David.
Awesome. Take care. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We'll go ahead and take another quick break, and we'll be back with more local news and happenings here on Red Rock 92.
The San Juan County Fair is back July 29th through August 5th in beautiful Monticello, Utah. You'll find lots of fun for the entire family at the San Juan County Fair. Rodeos, talent find, exhibits, games, great food, and more. Country artist Chase Bryant headlines the big concert on August 3rd at 7 p.m. Junior livestock shows and judging culminates with a big sale on Saturday, August 5th. Check the San Juan Record or social media for a full schedule. A full week of fun July 29th through August 5th. The San Juan County Fair. It's the place to be in 2023.
Not at the county fair.
Small or medium-sized business owner? Then you know the value of reliable IT support. Introducing Cinch IT, your ally in tech operations. We handle every IT challenge, from unresponsive computers to faulty printers. We also safeguard against cyber threats with our advanced cybersecurity services. Starting with a comprehensive audit, we help secure your tech operations. Ready to upgrade your IT experience? Connect with Cinch IT today. Call or text Ben at 435-359-8229 or visit cinchit.com. Cinch IT, your IT sidekick.
Learn from the best at USU Blanding this August and earn your construction technology and management certificate. Real-world hands-on projects and expert instruction will prepare you for a successful career in the industry. Gain valuable experience with industry professionals and build a strong foundation for your future. Limited seats available, so act now. Call 435-678-8115. That's 435-678-8115. Or visit us online to start your journey.
Bay Brothers Construction has what it takes to get your job done, big or small. Whether it's installing underground utilities, excavation, grading, or leveling, Bay Brothers will address your project quickly, reliably, and safely. Bay Brothers is licensed and insured. Call them today at 801-513-4407 or email contact at baybros.com. That's contact at bay, spelled B-E-H, bros.com. Bay Brothers Construction, proudly serving the entire Four Corners area.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Wednesday, August 2nd, 2023, 9:15 a.m. Glad you joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show, bringing you local news and happenings in the Red Rock listening area. We've got a couple of traffic items we told you about yesterday on the show, but wanted to remind you of that King Creek Boulevard will be reduced to one-lane travel through Friday. Crews working in the street installing a new manhole, so watch for flaggers on King Creek Boulevard in the city of Moab. Also, letting folks know about that project on the Moki Dugway in San Juan County. They're doing a project, and so they're going to be closing the Moki Dugway for about 6 hours, starting at 6 a.m. on Thursday. I think actually that's all the traffic news we had, but we'll have lots more local news and happenings. Joining me now, San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
How are we doing today?
Good.
Good.
Did I hear that correctly?
Yeah, I think so.
The Ivins family did not win the mud volleyball tournament at the San Juan County Fair.
They didn't enter.
Well, that's peripheral. They didn't win. You know, they entered, they win for
Michael Jordan,
20 years.
Michael Jordan didn't win a championship after he retired. So, I think.
Wow. Boy, the Ivins are high-fiving each other right now.
Yeah.
He called us Michael Jordan.
Well, I mean, I don't even know Michael Jordan's right. That's a lot of years winning that tournament.
Congratulations
to the Cooper Nielsen team getting that done.
Mudslide shakes at Shake Shack.
Yeah, I don't know if they have those. I guess we're advertising. We know they have chocolates, so.
Have lots of everything.
Yeah, they do.
And you'll have to pay a very fair retail price for your mudslide shake. But man, if they've got it, you ought to go get it today. That's seismic shift.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, you could feel something happening. That last night.
Yeah, something in the air last night. Yeah. What was going on?
Yeah. Well, pretty incredible. And like Anna said, it sounded like they maybe had an Ivins on the team. So they're still represented.
Don't let the details interrupt the big picture. Yeah. They had five Ivins on that team. Still is.
Well, good deal. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got lots of local news and happenings in the Red Rock listening area. Taking a look at some news in Grand County, the Times Independent reporting on this last week, but the Grand County Commission declined to declare a 16-acre parcel of county land to be surplus. That ended up cutting short a process for a possible sale of the property for affordable housing, workforce housing construction. Sophia Fisher with the Times Independent wrote the story. Located on Murphy Lane near its intersection with Mill Creek Drive, the land that had been targeted for workforce housing projects by the same business partners building a large development along King Creek Boulevard. At their July 18th meeting, however, the Grand County Commission scuttled those plans, voting 4-3 to not declare the parcel as surplus. Several commissioners who voted against designating the property as surplus say they saw better opportunities for other affordable housing projects in other areas. Some expressed concerns that removing the property's large hill to build housing would negatively affect nearby residences, and a fear expressed by several members of the public. You can read more about that decision and affordable housing issues in Grand County in that latest edition of the Times Independent, also available online at moabtimes.com. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's Wednesday morning, which means we've got another edition of the San Juan Record available to folks soon.
Yes, we've been working hard. We got a big paper coming. It's not arrived yet, but it will very soon. I'm going to call it up. Since I can't look at a paper copy yet, you can get an online access and take a look, and I'm calling that up right now. The online version, it goes to about 800 of our subscribers, so it's a significant portion of our subscriber base. Get the paper online now. It's a nice little development in being able to read the paper at your leisure from your computer. It's delivered at 5 a.m. every Wednesday morning.
Yep, and of course, the physical copy, as we mentioned, on their way, so it'll be at newsstands later in Monticello and Blanding this afternoon. And delivered in post office boxes on its way tomorrow as well.
We have a nice front page photo. It's sent by Kaylee Dalton, who is just a prolific photographer in the area. It's of a moth and a sunflower. It's really pretty nice. Good job, Kaylee. Thank you for sending those in. Our front page is generally graced with just a beautiful photo of the week that is sent to us by our readers and listeners, and we appreciate those, including Kaylee's contributions. Our main story is just introducing that road closure on the Moki Dugway tomorrow, a six-hour closure as they do work as a part of a 30-mile repaving of the roads in that area just north of Mexican Hat. That's going to be a great project. Of course, got information about the San Juan County Fair, the culminating events here for the next few days. Blanding city manager and city engineer resign. We'll give details of that in an upcoming story. But the big story, the news story of the week is the Blanding and changes in Blanding city leadership and how that's going to affect the largest incorporated town in San Juan County. Got a lot of fair advertising events coming up, a lot of support for the San Juan County Fair, which is really going to be a great week all week long. Our photo archives, we've had our historical photos through the San Juan County Historical Association. We've been running photos every once in a while, trying to seek information on an old photo, and we've really got a really great photo. It's of a member of the Ute tribe, probably in the 30s or 40s, handsome young man, and we're trying to get information on him. Got a couple of letters to the editor. We don't have high school sports yet. That's coming up next week. Can you believe it? Next week we'll have our introduction to this fall sports season, but we do have a lot of golf this week. The Hideout Amateur, the biggest golf tournament of the year, was held at the Hideout last week, and it was won by Andrew Tony, an 18-year-old high school student from Moab who's just tearing things up. He shot 4 under par on the first day of that tournament and even par the next to win by 12 strokes, dominating win by one of the youngest golfers in the field. He's got a lot of connections in the area. In fact, we had a story about him in the San Juan Record a couple of months ago. We went to Scotland this summer, picked up a lesson or two because he is really golfing well. We also had a bike race that was held, a Duke's Memorial bike race, a softball tournament. We've got team photos. Anyway, a lot of fun activities going on. And obituaries in the paper this week are for Yvonne Pearl Hogard and David Christensen. Anyway, you can pick up the San Juan Record. We appreciate your support. Oh, also the county fair. They had their little Mr. and Miss San Juan County Fair competitions, and we've got photos of the four cutest little kids you could ever imagine on the back page with the fair schedule.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Full edition of the San Juan Record. Folks can pick it up at newsstands throughout the area in a bit, and should be another great addition. Well, again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. Another event happening this weekend, first annual Natsasan bike race. That's up at Navajo Mountain on August 5th, 7-mile bike race. Utah Navajo Health Systems helps sponsoring that. You can register in person for $20 or online for $22. In-person registers on the day of the event will do so at the Pioneer Day grounds. So, again, the Navajo Mountain bike race, first annual, happening this weekend.
Is that on pavement or dirt bikes or road
it
bikes?
It says
or?
It starts and finishes at the Pioneer Day grounds. Huh. Yeah, we'll have to take a look. I believe it's on pavement, but 7 miles. No, actually, maybe it's mountain biking. We'll take a look and find out. But
they have a series of bicycle races across the Northern Navajo Nation every year, and this is the first time that they will have made a stop in Navajo Mountain. Boy, that's a beautiful piece of country out there. That'd be a fun race.
Yeah. Well, good deal. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we have memorial services and funeral notices throughout the Red Rock area.
Yes, there'll be graveside services tomorrow for Dolores resident Louis Leon Wall III. They begin at 10 a.m. at the Areola Cemetery. Visitation for John Joseph Listeman will be at Ertel Memorial Chapel tomorrow from 5 to 7 p.m., with a funeral mass on Friday at 10 a.m. at St. Margaret Mary Catholic Church in Cortez. Funeral services for former Monticello resident David Christensen are Friday, August 4th at the Nibley Chapel in Cache Valley, Utah. Christensen passed away on July 19th at the age of 95. Funeral services for Johnny Eugene Green will be held at the Cortez Sale Barn at 10 a.m. on Saturday, followed by a horse-drawn procession to the Cortez Cemetery. Johnny Eugene Green was quite a colorful character, as anyone would have if you're having a funeral at the sale barn. I think he was there most every sale. Memorial services for Cajon resident Carol Sue Trudeau will be held at 10 a.m. on Monday at the Dove Creek First Baptist Church. A public viewing for Deanne Holyoke will be held from 10 to 11:30 on Saturday, August 19th, at the Spanish Valley Mortuary in Moab. A short memorial service and dedication of the grave will follow at the Sunset Cemetery in Moab. I think Deanne was married for 66 years, if I'm not mistaken. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks for those, Bill. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We'll go ahead and take another break and be right back.
Power up your projects with Craftsman all month long at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez. Right now, get 20% off select Craftsman V20 lithium-ion power tools, equipment, and accessories. It's grilling season. Come check out the great deals on Weber and Traeger grills and smokers. Camp chairs, deck umbrellas, and pop-up canopies are all on sale. Plus, it's buy 1 gallon, get one half off on Royal and Clark and Kensington paint and cabinet exterior stain. That's just the beginning of the red hot buys this month at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Whether you're buying, selling, or refinancing your home or property, Anderson Oliver Title Insurance Agency is there to help. With offices in San Juan and Grand Counties, Anderson Oliver Title has provided title insurance and real estate closing services for over 20 years. Anderson Oliver Title is the only locally owned and operated title company in San Juan and Grand Counties and is happy to be part of the community, to work, and to play alongside you, and proud to support high school athletics.
Are you ready to experience the heartbeat of Native culture? Welcome to Ute Mountain Casino, where tradition comes alive. Join us for an unforgettable celebration at our annual powwow event, August 18th through the 20th. Feel the rhythm of the drums, witness breathtaking dances, and immerse yourself in the rich heritage of the Southwest. Special festivities, a thrilling drumming contest, and if you're up for the challenge, dive into the exhilarating hand games tournament. Ute Mountain Casino, the heartbeat of Native culture.
If you believe in faith, family, and freedom, join the San Juan County Republican Party for their annual Great American President's Dinner and fundraiser, 5:30 August 11th at the Hideout Golf Club in Monticello. Congressman and Super Bowl champion Burgess Owens is the featured speaker. There'll be a silent auction, a gun raffle, and elected officials will give state and local level updates. Visit the San Juan County, Utah Republican Party Facebook page or give them a call, 623-512-6910, for more information and tickets. The San Juan County Republican Party Great American President's Dinner and Fundraiser, 5:30 August 11th at the Hideout Golf Club in Monticello.
Happy summer from the crew at Fiesta Mexicana, serving the best Mexican food and margaritas in Moab. Our fresh, high-quality ingredients and generations of traditional Mexican cooking have made Fiesta Mexicana the locals' favorite year after year. It's our heritage, and we're proud to share it with you. Join us all summer for daily lunch and dinner specials. 202 Main Avenue in Moab, and online at FiestaMexRest.com. Fiesta Mexicana, Moab's choice for authentic Mexican.
What's going on? The San Juan County Fair is in full swing through Saturday in Monticello. There's tons of fun for the whole family. Rodeos, a talent find, exhibits, food, mud volleyball, and the big Chase Bryant concert. Find the full schedule in the current edition of the San Juan Record. Entrance fees are waived at national parks around the country on Friday in honor of the anniversary of the Great American Outdoors Act, so you won't have to pay to get in, but other fees inside the parks are still in effect. Visit nps.gov for info. Friday and Sunday, the Cortez Rendezvous Hot Air Balloon Rally is back in Park DeVita and bigger than ever. Come check out the beautiful launches each morning at 6:30 and the evening glow-in Friday night at 6:30. For full details, visit shopcortez.com. Also on Friday, the Moab Free Concert Series presents Coletta and Super Yamba Band. The show begins at 7 p.m. at Suwannee City Park. Visit moabfreeconcerts.com for all the details. If you have an announcement for the Red Rock 92 community calendar, email info@redrock92.com or call 435-587-2277.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM, 101.5 in Moab, 96.1 in Cortez, and of course streaming live everywhere at redrock92.com. While it's streaming live, you can also find the podcast on redrock92.com. So if you hear a morning show and want to listen back to it, you can check it out, redrock92.com and most major podcasting platforms. Well, again, it's 9:31 a.m. on this Wednesday morning. It's a Wednesday, August 2nd, Bill.
Yeah, on this day in history, you may remember this, 1990, August 2nd, 1990, Iraq invaded Kuwait, and Saddam Hussein's refusal to withdraw his troops sparked the Persian Gulf War. 1990, boy, that was 33 years ago today. Time flies. Also on this day in 1992... Jackie Joyner Kersee, considered by many to be the greatest female athlete ever, won the heptathlon at the Summer Olympics in Barcelona. So that's August 2nd. Let me see here. Birthdays today. Carol O'Connor, who played Archie Bunker, was born today in 1924. He died in 2001. Burgess Owens, congressman for Utah, is 71 years old today. Of course, he'll speak at the San Juan County Republican event next week in Monticello, fundraiser for the Republican Party. Judge Lance Ito, who presided over the O.J. Simpson trial, is 73 years old today. Local birthdays today for Shane Marion and Luke Rowley. Our birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions in Moab, a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs. Give Valerie a call, 435-260-2808. If you want to give a birthday shout-out, give us a call, 435-587-2277, or email info@redrock92.com. Oh, one other thing. The number one song on this day in 1988 was Roll With It by Steve Winwood. Sometimes you got to roll with it.
Yeah, just roll with it. Yep. Make it happen. Well, good deal. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Got lots of local news and happenings in the Red Rock listening area. It's summer, which means we've got 101 ways to experience San Juan County, Utah. It's a publication of the San Juan Record and San Juan Chamber of Commerce. Taking a look at the list, number 88 on the list is the County Fair from July 31st to August 5th. Local residents and visitors alike descend on the fairgrounds in Monticello for the San Juan County Fair. Livestock shows, rodeos, a concert, and fun for all sorts, for all of folks contribute to the county feel at the county fair. Don't miss the fair. And, of course, the rodeo, the annual livestocks are August 5th. Also highlighting advertisers in the 101, including the San Juan County Fair. Again, it's this week through the 5th. Tonight, the Farm Bureau Talent Find at 7, goat roping at 5, and ice cream social to follow the talent find. The Chase Bryant will be performing in concert tomorrow, so get your tickets quick. That'll be at 7, Friday, Cowboy Games and the All-Night Softball Tournament, Saturday, the Junior Livestock Auction and Youth Rodeo. So should be a great time, great rest of the fair. You can check out the San Juan Record or San Juan County Fair social media or sanjuancountyfair.com all for more info. Well, again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we've got the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92, including a new job fair to add. This morning, Triple J Construction is looking for experienced construction hands. Pay is $30 to $50, depending on construction knowledge and experience. Please call 435-259-9988 or email office at triplejmoab.com.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times throughout the day every day.
Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments, including an OB Med Surgical RN on a Traveler 13-week contract. Also seeking an operating room manager, a dialysis unit clerk, and a radiology ultrasound tech. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Are you ready to start an exciting career in the mineral exploration business? Tonatech Exploration is accepting applications from highly motivated individuals. No experience necessary. Must be willing to travel and be able to pass a pre-employment drug screen. Daily per diem paid in addition to top hourly rates, overtime, and bonuses. Extra per diem paid for Class A and B CDL drivers. Paid family insurance premiums including health, dental, vision, group life, and disability. Matching 401k with immediate vesting. Send your resume to career at tonatech.com or apply online at tonatech.com. The San Juan School District has openings for a number of teaching positions, including elementary, secondary, and special ed. If you have a bachelor's degree and are interested in teaching, we can help you get started. For more information, contact the SJSD Human Resource Office at 435-678-1215 or visit us at sjsd.org.
Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings.
Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies and only a few weeks until the school year starts. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teacher's assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more. Blue Mountain Meats in Monticello is seeking a Class A licensed driver for regional deliveries 2 nights a week on the road with weekends off. The position pays $50,000 to $65,000 a year with benefits that include health insurance, matching 401k, and paid time off. Contact William Weatherford or Scott Frost at 435-587-2289. Worldmark Moab has immediate openings in housekeeping, maintenance, guest services, and food and beverage. Competitive wages start at $200 an hour and a $500 sign-on bonus. Enjoy worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited shared housing available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person on-site at 1435 North Highway 191 or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com. Attention hospitality workers in the region. Comfort Suites of Moab is looking for one very good front desk attendant. The ideal candidate is someone who knows the business and works well with others. Comfort Suites is also looking for two housekeepers to join their hardworking crew. Compensation depending on your experience. Please stop by for an application at Comfort Suites 400 North Main in Moab.
Listen every day to the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
It's the end of summer sale going on right now at Walker Drug, Moab's everything store. Come check out the deals on pools and summer clothing. Plus, get everything you need for hunting season with huge savings on ammo, gun cases, targets, earplugs, and much more. Close out your summer right at the Walker Drug End of Summer Sale. Walker Drug, Moab's everything store, right next to Walker's True Value.
Something that lasts a lifetime. Enroll in the USU Blanding Welding Certificate Program starting this August. Join our welding courses in the USU Technical Education Building and benefit from world-class facilities and instructors. USU welding students consistently rank among the top in national and international competitions. Embark on a rewarding career in welding. Learn from the experts and develop in-demand skills. Enroll now by calling 435-678-8115. That's 435-678-8115, or visit us online to start your journey.
A very happy summer from Moab Heat and Cool, where our motto is Bryant, whatever it takes. Working with Bryant Cooling is what we're best at, but Moab Heat and Cool also services swamp coolers and other AC units. Bryant's whatever it takes means Moab Heat and Cool should be the first call for service and repair now. Call Moab Heat and Cool for all your plumbing needs too. Moab Heat and Cool, and now plumbing is your Bryant dealer, and a Bryant dealer does whatever it takes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Cowie, owner of Castle Valley Orthodontics in Price and Monticello. Adjusting to braces can be a tough transition in the beginning with the pressures of school, sports, band, and other commitments. That's why summer is a perfect time to think about braces. You get a complimentary consultation, including your individualized treatment plan. We work with nearly every budget, and we offer a price match guarantee. Let us make your summer one that will last a lifetime. Give us a call today, 435-637-2222.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM on this Wednesday, August 2nd, 2023, 9:43 a.m. Glad you joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Let's take a look at the regional sports report. Colorado Rockies remain at the bottom of the NL West. They're fifth, 42-65. Another loss yesterday to the San Diego Padres. They'll take on the Padres again today at 1. Meanwhile, the Arizona Diamondbacks are third in the NL West. They've been top of the pennant for a lot of the year, but they suffered a 4-3 loss yesterday in San Francisco to the Giants, and that one hurts because the Giants are now two games ahead of the Diamondbacks, and Arizona four and a half games back from the Dodgers. So another big one tonight, 7:45 p.m. is the opening pitch there in San Francisco, Arizona, trying to make up some lost ground. Their record 57-51, hoping to climb up those NL West standings. Well, that'll do it for the regional sports report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Wednesday.